Okay, what's happening, people? Welcome and welcome to the Realist Debates. I'm your host, Jay, aka The Realist.
Yeah, this is Leng Man Joseph from Around the Ways, aka Joey Leng, aka Just Joey, co-host.
And this is Deneo, aka Ian, his mother's son.
Yes, people. And the first show that we're going to start off with is, what are we starting with? 2020, isn't it? What was it saying?
Yeah, man. It's all a bit of a mad thing. Just thought we'd reflect, look back.
See, well, it was a mad year. So, wait, let's just kick off with that. What was 2020 like for you, my bro?
For me, yeah. It was a bit like, it started with a high. I went to Ghana. I was kind of...
I've never been, actually.
Really? You should go, bruv. You'll like it. Ghana's probably going to be the next holiday spot. Because a lot of people are going, because they're forced to go now. And they're actually enjoying it. And I think people are going to start going to Africa more. Because they don't realize how modernized the place is.
We just have their Ghanaian friends as well.
So I'm saying. December's always a good play time to go. So I went Ghana. It was a great experience. And then as soon as I come back, the first lockdown happened, maybe like a week after. Do you know what I mean? And then it was like, at first I was a bit apprehensive because remember, we've been training for a long time as well. Mm. So I didn't know how we were going to, or did I start training with you after lockdown or before?
So I think we started. So for those that don't know, I'm Mr. D's PT. Yeah. So if you've seen us sometimes on his snap, but we started in, I think, the first lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we started in the first lockdown. So it wasn't too bad. And then summer came and it was like, there was no lockdown. Then there was a second lockdown. And by the second lockdown, I kind of felt like, is this going to be life?
Wait.
So on a negative point, I did feel trapped, and I did think to myself, like, so what? Is this life now? Like, is this...
And that's the first lockdown you're talking about.
Yeah, but it was more the second lockdown. The first lockdown was like, because me, when an issue happens with me, I don't really like dwelling on the issue. I kind of like working out how I'm going to deal with it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But it's when the issue happens again, because I've already worked out how I want to deal with it, but it's not a pleasant thing to go through, this whole lockdown nonsense. So when the second time happened, obviously, like, I was still able to train, I was still able to do certain things, but it was like, I don't like this. Like, I can't go to no clubs. I'm too scared to go to the, like, brunches. I'm way too shook
people
to go to the illegal raves.
The
they were, but I was shook, bro. I'm not on it.
House parties, street parties.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was not on it. Like, I'd look and I'd want to go. But I'm like, I don't want to catch COVID.
There's bare FOMO. I was looking, yeah, on social media, seeing people doing things. And I was like, boy, I probably won't catch it, you know. But then the reality kicked in where certain people close to you were catching it and you were hearing about their condition.
Because remember, I caught it.
Yeah, late on.
Yeah. Late on,
but... Yeah, way. For me, I just got shook. I'm not going to lie. And I just said, you know what? I can do all of that. I've partied enough in my life already, but people were actually going the extra yard to have fun. But
that's what I'm saying. And even like, you know me, like I was mad cautious. I think my dad went to work and there was an issue at work. And I think he came home and he gave it to us.
Mm.
And he was just like, this is long. And that was even worse because then I had to isolate for 10 days. They had to isolate for 14 days. This whole lockdown thing is just like, it's just very uncomfortable because you can't do anything. Wait. You can't do anything. Not loads of things, but you can't do a lot of things.
So but, for the mental side, it's been...
Yeah, it's
draining.
Been a lot. It's been a test. On a positive side...
Yeah, let's get a bit more positive.
Yeah, obviously, like, it's given me time to just sit down and think. And, like, this year, I passed my driving test. I bought a car.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. On that one. I moved into my yard, like, after renting it for, like, 6 years.
Mm.
Like, my life has actually moved forward more progressively than it has in years. And it's like, it made me realize that maybe I'm cluttering my life with too much information,
okay,
rather than just picking a few things that are important and then putting my focus into those things. And then when they're doing well, then move my focus onto other things. I think the lockdown made me realize that I like being busy to make myself feel like I'm working, rather than just working on a couple things. And even if I'm not busy doing those couple things, working on them until they make sense.
Okay.
Then like, it made me respect money more. And it made me respect like the money that I make. Do you get what I'm saying? And it taught me like how to manage your money. And I didn't realize I wasn't like responsible. I've always made money and I've always been slightly responsible, but I haven't been my level of responsible that I'd like to be. Mm. And then when I started being responsible with money, I felt a lot more, I felt less anxious about money. Because I was just like, okay, cool. I know I'm not going to spend on this. I know I'm not going to spend on that. The first lockdown, I didn't buy anything at all. Because there was no reason to buy anything. It wasn't like I was taking Instagram pics. You know me, I like fashion, innit? And I like sharing that. I like being creative in that way. But there was no reason to. So I was like, I don't really need clothes. And then I realized I had loads of clothes. I don't even need to buy new clothes.
You got bare gums.
I don't need to buy new clothes. I just need to wear the ones I've got. And maybe I'm going to start a new challenge called like, wear your gums again challenge. Do you know what I mean? Because it's kind of like,
I'm doing the Depop thing now, to be honest, trying to make some money off stuff that I don't even wear no more.
That's what I'm saying.
So
me and my girl started a Depop for some of the stuff I don't wear. Mm-mm. Like, so it made me and my girl closer because she in this lockdown, she stayed with me and my family while I was staying over there.
Nice.
And it made me and her closer. I was like, oh, I can live with you. This is fine. Like
you found out that you could cohabit.
Work. Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. This was a nice little testing ground. And not once did I think to myself, oh, go away, let's break up. I might have been like annoyed sometimes, but I never not wanted her around. Even when she annoys me, I wanted her around. So I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Soppy guy.
Yep.
Deep down. That's good though. That's good. What are you saying, Joey?
Boy, my 2020. Listen,
sounds like you got a lot to say.
It was a roller coaster still, you know. I'm a 9-to-5er, so with the start of it in January, got a new job. That was all going good. Getting involved there, getting to know people, this, that, the other. Then obviously within six weeks, lockdown happens. So now having to go back home, working from home, and throughout all this time, I'm going through probation still. So I'm thinking,
am I going to survive?
literally thinking, am I going to survive? And before the lockdown, I think.
How long was your probation?
Like 6 months. Yeah. So I spent most of it working at home with not much support, this, that, the other. And just thinking.
That's a bit peak.
Yo, am I going to get through this bit?
That's a bit peak.
Passed it early, which is all good. So pretty much work. And then obviously with working there and with George Floyd being murdered, kind of thinking, like that hit me deep. Very, very deeply.
It's a good thing that you took. That was a big thing in 2020, to be honest. And obviously we know what that kind of kicked off in 2020. In regards to the BLM and stuff like that. But yeah, sorry.
For real. And after that, you know, because beforehand, I would see everyone, not everyone, but loads of people doing different things for the community, for racial equity, this, that, and the other. So at my old workplace, there's a girl in my team who used to do lots of stuff with our BAME network there.
Yeah.
And I never used to really get involved too much. Like I'd go to events, this, that, and the other, but I wouldn't get involved too much.
And any particular reason?
It's not really for me, you know? Like, I don't need to be at those events. Or I'm not the target audience. That was my thinking. But at the time, when George Floyd murder happened, that's when I started thinking, Like, what can I start doing now?
Mm.
Like, what can I do? And at work one day, working from home on the sofa, I remember watching a video from our CEO, and he was at one of the protests that was going on in America because we're a global company. And I saw that and I started thinking, like, that's sick. That's big what you're doing. Like, I love that from a personal level, but what's our company doing? Like, what's the wider impact we're doing? So I remember kind of having a meeting with our diversity and inclusion manager and just saying like, yeah, I saw the video. That's sick, but like, what are we doing as a company? Like, what can we do to change, whether it's donations to charitable causes or anything? And she was saying, well, you know what? The reason why I came here, she was new. She said, we want to start building up the diversity and inclusion piece at our workplace. Why don't you lead on a little thing?
I think a lot of companies started that after the BLM thing. Lot. I noticed like a lot of corporate companies started a diversity thing.
Yeah, loads. Because even a few of my people that work at different spots, they started going to their HRs, this, that, the other, their managers and saying like, yeah, like what can we do? Like we want to start driving change. So all of us were kind of pulling together and starting to help each other with that. And something that I managed to drive with help with loads of other people at my workplace. So that's pretty much kind of...
Man, create a little movement.
Movement, yeah, man. That's and good. Kind of that's what I was putting a lot of my time in 2020 doing.
Did it make a difference, like, in your workplace?
Yeah, man. I'd like to think so.
In what way?
So when we launched for Black History Month, October.
Yeah.
So all the background stuff was going on from June, trying to get things in place, trying to recruit people to help, take time out of their working day, this, that, the other. And yeah, launched for Black History Month. Pretty much just talking about what we're about and then launched with another thing. Looking at Black history through the ages, but where we looked at it is, you know, not looking at people such as Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. We know what they've done, very, very big things, but let's look at other people that have made some accomplishments through hundreds of years and really bring that to the light. And the feedback we got was massive. People saying, wow, I never even knew this. Because one of the things that I was saying on that Zoom meeting, like over 100 people, I was saying, I remember when I was a kid and I was learning Black History Month, like for the first time, I must've been like in year two. And all I really took away from that was what the word xenophobia meant. Like just the textbook definition and the fact that England, like, yeah, we dabbled in the slave trade, but we stopped, but America carried on though, you know?
Yeah.
And then a lot of what we learned was just that. And what we wanted to do is, like, let's actually start talking about people that are Black in this country that made a big difference, whether it's Olive Morris or someone else. And what people were saying was, you know what, that was big. We didn't even know about these people.
Yeah.
Like, even Black people saying, like, you know what, we're embarrassed that we don't know who these people are.
There's, like, a book called, like, 100 Influential Black People or something like that.
Mm.
And in it, it's got like a lot of people's like what they've done for British Black people as well, what they've done for this country. And because I had to do a BLM post or something like that for Ireland, the label I was signed to.
Okay.
And I had to read a few books and that was one of the books I read. And I found like there was a Ghanaian. So I used the Ghanaian as the person who I wanted to talk about. But when you read it, you're just like, rah, like loads of people in there that you know are in there, but then there's loads of people you don't know that are also in there. Even like there's a book called Afropean.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a Black guy and he's basically, it's a British Black guy and he's in the book, he's explaining his experience as a Black person in Europe. Do you know what I mean? So like those two books I thought was like, I would have even thought of them if it wasn't for the BLM movement and all the corporations taking diversity and actually doing something about it.
No, it's true. And neither would I. And one of the things that I learned, like touching upon the 100 Black Britons you was talking about, there was a Black princess.
Where?
Yeah.
Princess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh.
Whoa. What?
Literally.
What's her name?
Princess Charlotte.
I'm telling you.
I'm
being educated.
I've seen that. I don't know where, but I know what you're saying is right. Because I've seen paintings of her and that.
You lot are putting me to shame. So basically, you lot have been spending 2020 educating yourselves.
Now, listen, let's be
not really. Yeah. I'll say this. The company I was working with, it was them that forced me to, they didn't force me, but it was them that was like, we would like you to do something for BLM. Mm. I accepted to do it. And then that accepting to do it forced me to do research. Yeah. You would have done the same thing. If the gym you was working for was like, you know what, we need to da 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 da, you would have done the same thing. But we was in situations where the corporations that we worked for, we partnered up with, wanted to do something to help Black people, and it forced us to actually go and educate ourselves. Because like you said, like the curriculum teaches us that we're slaves. Mm-hmm. It doesn't teach us like even on a closer to home level, it doesn't teach us what Black people have actually done in this country. Like when
we built it up.
That's what I'm saying. When they invited the West Indians, when they invited the West Indians to come over, there must have been stories of great men that built amazing things here that made a difference. There must have been mathematicians that, because remember, to be an architect, you have to be a mathematician. Mm. There must have been geniuses that have come over and created new ways of architecture and stuff like that.
Sure.
We don't know. But there could be. It's not like being a genius is not only for one race. Just like we're good at music and dancing. Okay, it's fair enough. But other races are good at music and dancing.
What defines what a genius is?
Someone who's really, 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 really good at what they do in a natural way.
Is that your definition?
Yeah, if I say to you, what's 16 divided by 24 plus 25 minus 6?
No, I'm melted.
But there's a man that goes 25. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a genius.
Me and math do not get along.
Right.
So.
But what I'm saying is, if you're good at something and then you train your brain to be excellent at something, because I believe everyone has a genius level talent, but to unlock the genius, you have to train your brain. You might have a brain for maths, right? You trained your brain for 2 years. When I asked that question, you're like, 25.672. It just came to you. Blah. Mm. Like say, I've always said with you, with the PT thing, I think you're a genius at it. And I think what you're a genius at for me is understanding how to turn someone who has stiff movement into something who's fluid.
Okay.
And understanding the steps to doing that. If I asked you, you'd be able to tell me like, yo, but then no one would say, well, what, that a PT could be a genius at being a PT.
Mm.
Because it's not what the public would want. But yeah, that's what I would say a genius is, someone who understands what they're good at, worked at it tremendously until it came out. I mean, you can work at things and your genius doesn't come.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think you can be born a genius?
No, I'm saying you're born a genius, but you still have to get your genius.
And own your traits.
It's like saying, for instance, like you might be born rich, right? But in say your dad dies and he's left you £2 million. You've got £2 million, but in his will, it says you have to pass university, any topic you want as a first.
Yeah.
So you have to do certain things to get to the money.
Mm.
I think everyone has a genius and you have to do something, certain things to unlock that genius. And that's the middle bit people don't understand. If you do the middle bit, then you'll start realizing like, oh, okay. But yeah, but going back to what we were talking about, I think with us two, we was a part of two corporations that forced us. And if you're the companies that you were working for, if they were on that, they would have forced you to.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, moving on, for me as well, I didn't even say, for me, 2020 was up and down, to be honest. Yeah, yeah, obviously me doing what I do, gyms were closed. So immediately for me, work to a certain extent was literally ground to a halt. And it was funny because I was saying to other PTs or other people in the industry that we literally went from being people's priority, like, I need my PT, to, oh shit, lockdown, we're not earning no money, or it's 80% to the bottom of the list. So it was tough initially. And then I started doing like sessions outside when the government eased the restrictions, doing one-to-one boxing sessions, obviously training with yourself.
I didn't get no boxing. I wanted to do boxing. I'm in my yard making tunes and that. I'm thinking, man, I wanted to do that.
Stop chatting gas, brother. I seen you doing the boxing with Info, so I'm not trying to step on your other PT's toes because he has two PTs, yeah? Who does that? But anyway.
No, but I need two PTs. Like, I need, like, with me and you, we work, because I got stiff. I'm getting old now, isn't it? Like, my back hurts. Like, it's very, I'm stiff. Like, you help me, like, loosen up my muscles, and he helps me with cardio.
That's, I'm not disrespecting it.
Because what we do, it needs to be focused. I can't do like 20 minutes of stretching and then
I'm just saying the point that I was making is that I seen you do boxing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't trying to say, yeah, can we do boxing for your other PT to be like, yo, I got this, you know. Yeah. Anyway, next thing, what else are we talking about? 2020 on a whole. Yeah. For me anyway, the PT thing slowed down. My missus, she moved in. So like you, I was finding out a lot. And yeah, it's gone well so far. I found out that we can cohabit too. Bare hair all over the place.
Oh gosh.
Nightmare. Well, yeah, she's bearable. Okay. And she's been putting up with me. I know I'm not an easy guy to kind of put up with, so...
Yeah. Banana cake galore as well, though, so...
He's been enjoying, for a bit of context as well, us two, obviously, we live together, so he's been enjoying the baking.
So lasagnas, banana cake.
You make all the... Or
me? No way.
Oh, your missus?
Yeah, so when my missus does a bit of baking... Yeah,
living with a woman will improve your lifestyle. Trust me.
Listen... I've forgotten how good it can be sometimes because it's been, 7 years since I've lived with a woman, since I moved out.
I think if you're with a woman that really checks for you, she'll look after you.
Well, shouldn't your woman check for you anyway?
So, hey, listen, people are in relationships. They don't like the people they're with.
That is another show. Hold on that. That is tasty. But that's another show. But 2020, so yeah, that was basically it for me, is going through the ups and downs of what I can do work-wise and what I can't do. So my working from home is obviously when I'm allowed, the government says I can do one-to-one sessions or whatnot. So yeah, it's been hard for me because I haven't obviously stopped working since I've been doing this. So yeah, it's been challenging, especially as well when it comes to me training myself. Like, obviously used to the gym and stuff like that. Blood, I'm sick of resistance bands.
Yeah, it's boring, bro.
It's obviously now, since our first training, you see the equipment's gone up.
Yeah.
So yeah, from first lockdown, time of recording this is lockdown, what, three?
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
No, three point.
Yeah. What?
Nah, I say what? 2.5, 3. I don't know.
That's what is how it? Many. What is it? Do you know what it is?
Three. Yeah.
Tier three.
Okay.
See, we're the losing. Trilogy.
Why do I think it's tier four?
Losing our mind. But yeah, going through the lockdown.
No. It is tier four because.
Well, we're not talking tiers, cuz.
Nah, it's lockdown.
What lockdown we're in?
Oh, I thought the tier was
tiers
like...
Tiers are done.
Nah, tiers, this is extreme now, bro. This is lockdown.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We're past that.
Oh, I thought that the tiers were like lockdown one is tier one, lockdown two is tier two, lockdown three is tier three. Oh my
god, do you know that reminds me? We're on
the final level. This is Bowser. Hey,
that reminds me of when the guy thought the wind turbines were cooling down the earth. My blood, did you really think that?
Yeah.
Tier one was lockdown one.
Yeah.
What? What's the next tier?
Hey, I'm not a genius at everything, bro. I can accept that one.
So what you've always called tier one, like a movie title or something.
So so explain it to me. What is what's the difference between a lockdown and tier?
So tier is, so say for tier one.
Yes.
Obviously, Rona is still rampant, but it's not as extreme
right.
as in other areas.
Right.
So you can do certain things, but for example, you have to be at a table of six if you're at a pub.
Oh, so the tier system lets you know how severe things are. Yeah, okay. Listen, there's people out there that didn't understand it like me. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who's confident enough to admit it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
But you know why you don't know?
Why?
Because since the lockdown first happened, on average, they've changed the lockdown rules every 5 days.
5 days.
Bro. How can you keep up with that?
5 days.
That's mad.
But yeah. So 2020 for everyone has just been mental.
But what has 2020, how has your life changed positively because of 2020? Like
me personally?
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's a mental thing. I've found out a lot about myself in terms of tolerance and what I can and can't take. I think, what lockdown's done for me, I guess, in a positive way, is told me that I'm a strong fucking person, bruv. Because, boy.
Bruv, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, yeah?
What's that?
Acknowledging your strength. Because I think, I don't know if this is you, but me, I've been just going through life, just dealing with stuff, not thinking to myself, like, fuck it. Can I swear?
Of course.
Yes. Thinking like, fucking hell, like, I'm actually good at handling that. I'm good at handling shit. I'm good at, like, when you, like, sometimes you don't sit down and actually think, yo, I'm a G, you know? Like, I can actually handle that.
And I'm my biggest critic
I think, like, when you realize, what I've realized in 2020 is when you realize what you're capable of, you can grow on that. It's when you don't realize what you're capable of, you keep doing the same thing all the time. But when you realize, I'm actually good at this, then you start looking at yourself and being in the moment. And then you start realizing that, oh, I'm good at this. And then you can actually make sensible plans. You can go, well, if I'm good at this and I carried on doing this for 3 months, what would happen here? Because like I said, like, you've been a PT for however long. What's your job?
Like sales operations.
Right, sales operations. That's not something you just jumped into.
I can't lie, it was, you
know. Right, fair enough. Right. So you're still at a stage where you're working out, but with like Jay and me, yeah, like, I've been doing music for like 20 years. At some point, when do you sit down and go, you know, I've got some experience. I've done it for X amount of time. I'm actually good at this. What would I achieve if I worked out what it is that I'm good at, how good I am at it, and how I can improve to be better?
Funny you say that, because that leads into why we're doing this as well. Like, for instance, we could have explained it at the beginning, but people may be looking at this and thinking, oh, another pod or whatever. Fuck them if they think that. Anyway, but the realness of it is that for me, this has been long overdue. People have been telling me for years. I started something like 5 years ago. I think I showed you the YouTube.
Yeah, it was banging.
Mad. But I wasn't consistent. Something that I teach people these days, as in be consistent and you'll get the results.
Yep.
I wasn't that myself. So for me, this isn't a new venture. It's just something that I should have been consistent with back in the day. You know, it's something that I feel I can add to. You know, I'm a man. I'm 36 years old. Like, you get me? I'm not a kid out here. And I think that's where we'll be different from other pods as well, is that the mindset that we're coming from is
from an experience,
a grown perspective.
Yeah.
And that's no disrespect to any pod out there. But I just feel that we're going to bring something different to the table, hence why we're sitting here now. So, that's what you said leads in very well, is that I think that, you know, we're going to just do this for the fun of it. You know, we're going to enjoy it and see where it goes.
But the thing is as well, not everything... Like, I'm great at making music. I know that. I know that. Training now, on the other hand, it's easy to be consistent at something you're good at, one, something you enjoy doing, two, and something you know you're good at, three. When it's alien territory, and, you know, because, like me, I would like to have a Lothario body with the chest and the six pack.
But man, that said,
do you know what I mean? But that takes like a level of knowledge and skill that I just don't have. I'm not saying I can't have it, but I haven't achieved it. So in my head, I don't know how. I know it can be achieved because we all have the same basic genetics. My chest might be different to yours, but if we work out and we do the right things, we can have a certain type of look. But again, like with working out, you know, if you put on weight in 3 months because you're just like, I don't care, fuck this, I'm doing whatever, I bet if I sit down with you, you will tell me, well, D, in 6 months, if I do this, and this, I'll go back to that.
Yeah.
Right? And I could tell you the same thing. I'd be like, right, you want to make a banger, right? If you make bam, 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 and do this, the outcome will
bangers
be this.
Bangers on bangers on bangers on bangers.
Exactly. Right,
but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like when you're not, like, training is not my passion. It's I don't know if it ever will be, but I'm
trying to drum it into you.
No, you know what? Some things as a man, and this is another thing I've started to realize. Like me, I am realizing that men need we need responsibility. It's easy for me to do music because it's fun. I can be responsible with music because everything about it is fun. I can say to myself, you're spending 2 hours a day making music. You're going to make 5 beats a day for this because I enjoy doing that. But I've also realized there's some other things I don't enjoy. Like, I don't know if training's ever going to be something I fully love, but I also know at the age that I'm at now, if I don't take it and make it a part of my lifestyle, I'm going to have major issues when I get older. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? And so, yeah. So sometimes, sometimes not everything you don't enjoy doing, you can avoid. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you just have to do it because it's good for you. And as a man, you need to be responsible. I don't like not spending money. I like buying clothes. Clothes to me is art.
Well, saying that, actually, we got another show already. Remember the accountability?
I told my girl that. Well, she hates it. I'm like, sometimes
that is one that we are gonna do. It's pretty much in the making already. So
yeah, and accountability is a massive part of my lifestyle. I'm a person where, like,
a mantra.
Yeah, like, I feel like with me, I like to look at the scenario from what the other person done, but also from what I done. And I like to take account. I like taking account because then once you take accountability for your actions, you can change the outcome, or you can at least be aware of how you react to certain things. And I love taking. I think being accountable for me, that's another thing.
So say no more. What you saying? You on that one?
Yeah. That's a massive part of my life. I think 2020 made me realize that, like, I'm a person, I like to be accountable. And being accountable for your actions doesn't necessarily mean that you can change tomorrow. It's as simple as going, yeah,
I did that shit.
I'm not comfortable I did that, but I did that, and it's long.
See, with me, you see where my mindset changed on that. 2020. See, before that, I didn't really think of it too much. You see, 2020, you see one of the negative things that came out of it is everything stopped.
Yeah.
And slowed down. So certain things that I was putting off beforehand because I was able to go to work or do this after work and this, that, and the other, the more fun things, I was just focusing on that. But where you're in lockdown, there's nothing else to do. So those problems that you've left in the corner are just there. But where my mindset wasn't proper at the time, I was just moping about it, moping. But then my mindset changed. I started thinking, let me look at my accountability and my role in this situation. And then from there, it's only been looking up. there's been
yeah.
things I've had to navigate yeah, yeah, throughout yeah. it, but
don't go too much into it. We got to do a show on this. Yeah, right, we got to save right. some material. Don't give them too much.
But yeah, that's the accountability snippet.
I do also think 2020 helped me be like ingenuitive, because I'm a person where if I see a problem, I do like to work out the problem, but I'll sometimes some problems stop me in my tracks and I avoid the solving of the problem. And like 2020 made me go, well, I can't do that anymore.
What I really like doing that. 2020 didn't bring the hustle out of you. You didn't have it in you.
It's not. No, it's not just about like hustling. It's more like
there was an actual meme.
Meme, yeah.
You said that though.
But I feel like say, like say for instance, right? I like taking pictures of clothes because I like looking at people. I like looking at people's fits and seeing how they wear their jeans and jumpers and yeah, I like that. And yeah. I like creating that for myself. And then I started realizing like, I drive now. I should actually start looking for places that, because really it's about the person that looks at, it's about your audience. Do you know what I mean? And like, if you're going to take those pictures, they have to be something that you enjoy looking at. And that comes with the background and everything. And I started driving around just looking for places to kind of like, I took a bit more effort into it. And I noticed I was getting more, I was getting a better response by just putting that little bit of effort in. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's kind of like certain things, but if there wasn't a lockdown, I would have just batted it away and then 3 months would have gone past and I've taken no pictures. Do you get what I'm saying?
It had time to reflect.
It had time to reflect and it had time for me to, like you said before, like look at the actual problem and it forced me to solve it.
Okay. Well, yeah, as we've pretty much established then, 2020 was pretty topsy-turvy for everyone. It had its highs, it had its bloody lows. But then going forward now...
I was going to ask that. What do you think 2021 is
going to be? 2021...
Yo, I can't
we're
lie.
Here and, yo, I got to start on it. That fucking Capitol building storming, fam. What the
That was quite scary, to be honest. That was one of those scenarios.
Like, that's how the year started.
There was loads of other stuff that happened as well. Remember that, like, as soon as the year, like, there was a lot of stuff, but a lot of good stuff has happened as well. Like, the Kamala Harris situation. Joe Biden winning. That was a...
Wait, Trump. I mean, it's the end of an era with him.
Yeah.
Obviously, now, the whole... Because he bust case before, isn't it?
On the impeachment.
In 2020, bust case. This one, it's starting... If it's not started already, it will start maybe next week.
But they've got him on that again.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. I hope so.
Cool. Because
I just think for some, a place as like democracy, that was like the worst version of democracy, innit? Like, and for that to happen so aggressively, like, politicians could have really got hurt in that situation. Because you got to remember, your human beings individually are intelligent. When we're in a mob, we're not very intelligent. It goes out the window. You start acting like an animal. Once the mob starts moving, if you're not aware of that, if you just think, yeah, I'm strong enough to... No, you're not, bruv. Like that. If you look at the spiritual energy of what was going on, no, you are not strong enough to stop yourself from being a part of that. And like some serious things could have happened.
Well, bro, you say that.
The woman got popped in the throat, no? For trying to climb through the window.
Yeah, she held like two.
Did she?
Still, yeah, man. Yeah, I saw a video on Twitter. It was a bit...
I'm just glad that...
What are you going to say? No black people were there.
No, I was going to say...
I was going to say...
No, I'm saying like...
I saw one there, though.
What, that guy? I saw a video of a guy shouting, fuck Black Lives Matter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
He had a perm, so we can't even take him as one of us.
I think that...
he was done at.
There's certain people in this world, if something bad had happened to them, they have power to make everyone's life a living hell. And there were certain people in that building, if they were there when the mob went and they got damaged or it moved to, and they recovered at a hospital.
Would have been a long thing.
Bruv. You don't know about tyrant. Like these, like the government, you don't realize how much power the government actually has. When you think about it, they've locked the world down. They've just said to us, don't leave your yard. And we haven't left. The government, like if they were, true, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that would have scared, the fact that no one got hurt, a level of fear, but you don't want people powerful like that to be fearful. That's when it could have been peakers.
Yeah, it could. So did you watch the scenes on whatever news station? What were your thoughts when you were seeing it?
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it was happening. In mind, I thought, right, this is a movie.
It was kind of surreal. Yeah.
It wasn't still. Like, I didn't like take it. I was like, this is a movie. Like, and then afterwards I started realizing how dangerous it was. Cause to be honest, right, this lockdown as well, right? The other two lockdowns didn't affect me emotionally because I wasn't thinking about how it's affecting everyone else. This third lockdown, for
you've
some
been a
reason,
bit more thoughtful.
Yeah, I was just like, "Bro, how many restaurant owners or PTs or like how many people are going to be affected by this?" And the politician just like, "Yeah, so you must stay inside and don't worry, we'll be all right."
Alas,
no one's cancelling mortgages for however long. Mm. No one's like my mortgage postponed for like 3 to 6 months. Yeah. Now I have to pay it back. I've got to pay back that money that I didn't pay for 3 to 6 months.
What?
Yeah. Like all of them, like their mortgage holidays that they were given, they weren't free, bruv. And in my head, I'm thinking like,
should have just paid it then.
No, I couldn't afford to. Right. And I didn't know how long this lockdown was going to be. So financially, I was like, I can pay the money back because I know how to make money. But right now, I need to save every penny I can have so I can work out how I'm going to deal with this if this lasts longer than they say it's going to last.
Is that real?
And I just think this whole lockdown, like the government have immense amount of power. And again, going back to Capitol Building thing, we are lucky that the people with power did not get harmed.
And I said, that's the equivalent. Imagine man them running up on the Houses of Parliament.
Fam. Impossible.
We'll get shot straight away.
Impossible. Like, it just try and picture that for 1 second, yeah? Like, not even man them, sorry, just people of a certain ilk running up on the Houses of Parliament.
Impossible.
Like, what would happen?
I don't know if it would be as like dire straits as America. Because remember, everyone's got a gun in America. Everyone. If someone decided to try and take over America, and you were stupid enough to think that just the army will start shooting, go to Texas. Go Texas, bruv, Like, whereas over here, we don't have guns like that. So I don't know how bad it would have been. We might have been able
There's
to get
armed police.
Not to handle a mob. Not to handle a mob.
Bro, come on, man. Do you think they ain't got precautions?
They'll just street sweep it.
Do you know what?
That would be the first time you see a tank on the road in your life.
All right, boom.
It would not get that far.
The
impossible.
Next day. Do you know why I know that we
It'll
didn't
be
have precautions?
Vice City, the five stars will flash up. You will see.
Do you know why I feel like we don't have precautions? Because we wasn't prepared for COVID. Bruv, we are prepared for war. We are prepared for so much stuff. I don't think people realize how bad this COVID thing is. Like the world, not just UK, the world.
I think people
was
are starting
not,
to realize that.
Yes, they wasn't prepared.
Like you said, the first one lockdown, it was a bit of a jolly, you know, it's like, all right.
It was kind of fun.
But I thought there would be a means to the end. So I thought, okay, we're in lockdown now. give it a month or so, we'll be out of it. That lockdown lasted, the first one, what, 3 months?
Until like July, that's when things
like, yeah, it was almost long. It's a year now. Like, we're a year down the line.
Yes, it's been a yo-yo time. Bruv,
imagine this, yeah? Before lockdown, teacher salaries were going low. Doctors and nurses' salaries were getting lowered.
Mm.
But I bet you the weapons industry was making more and more and more money. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Like, we are prepared for violent scenarios. Look at all the wars that are going around.
So wait, let's keep on track. 2021, how do you think it's going to go? Because we need to wrap this up now. We've been gassing a long time. But yeah, 2021, what's your prediction?
We're going to be like this for the next 2-3 years.
Years?
Yeah, I think.
Obviously not in lockdowns though, or your tears in your
face. I think we don't know.
I know you're gonna. He was gonna dash it.
Tears seven years in that.
I think that we're gonna get back to normal in like 2-3 years, but I also think it's not gonna be as quick as everybody thinks because the vaccines. Imagine we got the vaccines, but we're not. It's not being distributed out like
fam, we have to wait. There's a vaccine or two or three, but. What I was asking is, does that cover the first strain, the second strain, the third strain?
Strains are only being created because they're just leaving it. Bruv, COVID has been allowed to just live for like a year, bruv, 12 months.
Boy. I just don't know anymore. So that's the honest to God truth. 2021, like, I don't know what to expect. It's got to that point now where I'm just like, anything goes. Honestly, I've desensitized myself to pretty much all possibilities. And yeah, like going by 2020, thinking that it was going to be a quick thing to sitting here a year later, still in the same situation. Yeah, like as much as I'm a positive person in life and in general, you just got to take as it comes, like literally day by day.
Yeah, I think I'm prepared for 2021 now. I don't think it'll get worse. Because the world can't handle, like, we don't even realize how much the economy has crashed, right? Because of this whole thing. But I do think by the end of this year, like August, September, then will be the times when we start moving into coming out of the lockdown and being safe and certain things being open and stuff like that. But I think we've got another round for the next 6 months at least. 6 to 7 months of lockdowns, tier issues, definitely.
So on a summary then, you don't think things are changing this year?
I think they're going to change from like August, September, October. And I even think October.
In fact, that people should just say to themselves, carnival is not going anymore.
Of course it's not.
That's done. It's not going.
Bro, all the festivals have been cancelled again.
I know we're in like January now, but just tell yourself, be nice to yourself. And say there's no carnival this year.
Because you got to remember as well, this is another thing. And I'll say this, first of all, I'm taking the vaccine when it comes, right? Yeah. But there's loads of people that aren't going to take the vaccine.
I'm taking the vaccine when I have to take the vaccine.
Right. But there's going to be loads of people that aren't going to take the vaccine. And that's also going to create issues because people are then still going to get sick and people are still going to die.
So this is something going into 2021 because obviously we got the vaccines now.
That's going to be the big question.
Yeah.
So that's what everyone's thinking.
What's your take? 2021?
My take, with everything that went on in 2020, yeah? And there's much more that we even forgot to talk about. Like, we all forgot that.
We didn't cover bear things.
Last year, we almost had World War III when they...
Iran.
Listen. Remember, that was last January.
Drone attack. What is he?
Because bro, you know what? I'm not going to lie, yeah?
I thought it was mad.
Yeah, it was getting techie for a second.
I belatedly thought to myself, like, surreal moment, but that made me sad. I was just like, what? Like, really? Really?
And you know why I was shook?
You walked into a next man's yard, looked around, found you in the toilet. Like you walked into a man's... Do you know how invasive...
Hey, and do you know why it was a mad thing? Because before, when him and Kim Jong-un were having their little verbals, this, the other, that's when it was looking like it was World War III.
Yeah, it was.
But with I was thinking, my man actually done something. They took out, what, Iran's top general, or I can't remember his name.
They put an arrest out now. Now he's not president anymore. There's a warrant his arrest. So he can't leave America.
That's techie.
If he leaves America, he'll get arrested for that.
Yeah, that's techie still. But yeah, so to wrap up, looking at everything that's happened in 2020 and then seeing the Capitol Hill insurrection, coup, riot, whatever you want to call it, 2021 is looking like the sequel, you know?
No, I don't think it'll be the sequel.
To a degree.
I don't think it'll be the sequel.
But you see where you were saying, I don't think things will get worse.
Mm.
I think to an extent it won't be worse, but with the fatigue everyone's had, that's what's going to exacerbate things and make things so, so much worse. Because you'll get people that were, for example, complying with the rules, lockdown, just that, for so long. It's tired. Just thinking, raw, I've just been in my yard for how long?
I'm tired.
Not doing this, not doing that. Fuck this, man. Let me just.
And you know that, like after a certain age, yeah, not being active can actually kill you. Because when you're not using your body, even just walking around and stuff like that, and you're old, like your body will just give up. It'd be like, oh, you don't need me? We don't forget, like your mind, your body, and your soul. When they say they're three separate things, your body, if it's not being used, if you sit down for 3 months and don't walk, you're not going to be able to walk properly after that 3 months. Your legs are just going to go, all right, well, we're going to take all the energy from here and put it elsewhere. Listen,
what was I telling you today? I went for a walk in the park yesterday, yeah? My calves are gone. Walking in the park, they're gone.
Gigs ting.
But do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think 2021, I think things aren't going to get worse. I think we've adapted well and we will handle it. We are prepared for the negative scenarios.
Tough times don't last, man. Tough people do.
But we're prepared for it because last year when it happened, we were like, cool. But now you've made a rough plan to kind of deal with it. And then what I think is by the end of the year, we'll start seeing a pickup because Biden being voted in shows everyone made an effort this time to vote. Because the reason why Trump got in power was because we didn't make a conscious effort to vote. Right? And it's like, then it's started the conversation about people our age, because we are still the young generation. We don't realize it, but like there are people younger than us, but we are still a young generation. Mm. It's now brought up the conversation of, actually, we should have conversations about politics as much as we have conversations about football. We don't have to talk about it all the time. But we don't realize how these, even like Brexit slid past us.
That's another thing that we didn't even touch upon.
Forgot about it because of COVID.
Yeah, Brexit happened to us because we, our generation, was just complacent.
Mm.
We just thought, fuck politics, fuck them. No, not fuck them. Understand them.
People out there saying fuck COVID and partying in the street. So
yeah, but it's kind of like, You got to understand the like, it's in the newspapers, politics and all of that stuff is in there. It's not rocket science, but because it's portrayed to us as rocket science, we don't venture into it to understand what these people are doing with our lives. And I think 2021, we are awakening to that, and we're not just accepting. We actually are going to be like, do you know what? If I need to change this, I've got a local politician. Let me find out who that local politician is. Let me write a letter to him. Let me speak to my friends. Let me write, like, we need to have, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they can't just move to us how they want to move to us. And I think 2021 is going to be, you're going to see a lot of people standing up for themselves. I think you're going to see a lot of people standing up for themselves. A lot of people, like, being responsible, because you kind of have to be. Like, I'm living in my yard now, right? With my missus, and I want to buy a pair of Balenciaga trainers. That's £200 away from my mortgage payment.
What Balenciaga's you buying for £2?
Bruv, Balenciaga's £700. My mortgage is like £900.
I thought you said you were getting Balenciaga for £2.
So like, I want to buy these Balenciaga's, right? So I buy them. Then the box comes to my house. And then my girl's looking at me like,
what about a mortgage?
Yeah, like, and she's right. And then how am I going to feel if I got to sell my house because I can't afford to buy my yard? I'm going to think, you dickhead, you bought the Balenciagas. Whereas last year, I would have just bought them.
And just thought, you know what? It'll work itself out.
Yeah, now I'm looking at stuff.
Future D's problem.
Yeah, now.
He'll make that money.
Boom. Now I'm looking at things and I'm going, oh, I want that. And then I'm going, my birthday's coming up. Let me ask my mum to get me this. Just make sure it's not expensive. Let me ask my brethren, yeah, it's my birthday. Yeah, I'm going to want this t-shirt.
Cool.
Yeah,
he it's us a little t-shirt. £30.
Like, I'm starting to think now, like, if like I can't spend my money, but that's preparing me for what's coming in. And I've already benefited from it. And that's another thing. I think with 2021, I think everyone needs to look at 2020.
As a template.
As a template. Look at the negatives.
And adjust yourself accordingly.
Right. After you've looked at the negatives and the positives, look at the negatives and adjust so the negatives can be lessened, but also look at the positives, because a lot of last year was about managing my money for me. And now I'm implementing that now. Like, and it's made such a massive difference in my life, managing my money, because I know what I can afford. Like, I drive a Merc. Okay, cool. Again, but if I drive the Balenciagas, I won't be able to afford that. But the Merc,
if you buy them,
yeah, like I won't be able to afford the payments. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, do you want the trainers, or do you want to be able to pick up your brethren and go driving here, or be free to go where you want to go? And plus, the little fancy bit is the Merc. So, okay, fair enough. I don't have my Balenciaga trainers, but when I look at what I can actually afford, because money management isn't just about saving. It's just looking at what can you afford? And I'm like, yo, if I stop buying all these clothes, I can get things that are serious. Like, having a car is a serious thing.
He's pretending to be poor people. Anyway, yeah, let's...
Bro, I'm an independent... Bro, you need to do... I'm an independent business. I am not so rich, and I'm not poor. And I'm middle class. I was saying as well, right? I'm middle class right now, yeah? And I realized, you know what middle class is? Middle class is people who have the talent to make money, but don't have the skill and knowledge to make that money work for them. So you get to a point where you're working class and you're poor. You make maybe say like 100 grand a year. If you can make 100 grand a year, you're basically middle class, right?
What?
Yeah. If you make 100 grand a year, you're middle class. What stops you from being rich and moving from middle class to rich and wealthy is understanding how to turn that 100 grand into £1 million a year. And
that's another show.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying most middle class people don't have the 100 grand.
You caught me off guard. Yeah. We trying to wrap this shit up.
But let me say this though. It's like, for instance, yeah, you make 100 grand a year. If you studied money for a bit, for 5 years, you can work out, you make that 100 grand. Because remember, you're going to make 500 grand in that 5 years. You make that money make you another 100 grand.
The richest man in Babylon, read that, people.
Yeah. So now you've got the 100 grand, and every year you're making another 100 grand on top. Now you can start buying stuff because you're spending the money that comes in. You're not really supposed to spend the money that comes in. You're supposed to take the money that comes in and then make your money work for you. And then the money that comes in from that, you're supposed to spend. But most middle class people don't do that. Most middle class people, actually, if you're middle class, you are doing that. If you're middle class, you are making loads of money and you're spending your limit. That's what really middle class is. People who know how to make money but don't have the skill or the mindset to make their money work for them.
Fair enough. Okay.
And I'm learning to come out of being middle class to being wealthy.
Oh, sorry. That's good though. I mean, everyone's got to have a plan.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good place to kind of wrap it up. But yeah, I mean, we didn't even cover half of the shit that we wanted to cover. First show and all that, Miles just went a bit wild, but it's been nice. And anything you want to add on top of that, Joey?
Yeah, it's just good to finally be on the sofa, so to speak, and
talk.
Speak our mind, just sit, drink, chat shit, and put this thing on the
on the record, man.
Man said that with Ribena. We'll end on that, but we'll be back soon anyway. Ribena. We got their shows in the pipeline.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing man like D again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know what? Can I say one more thing?
Yes, of course. Wrap it up. Finish.
I definitely think for me,
yes,
it made me realize what some of my responsibilities are. And one of my responsibilities is making people dance.
I
didn't realize how much, like I've got knowledge in my mind that I can turn on a computer and I can make sound. And that sound can make people joyful. Wow. And make them react physically by dancing.
You gas me all the time. So because he'll show me a tune.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, blood.
Yeah. Blood. So I started realizing that, like, oh, this is my gift to humanity.
You didn't
humanity.
Even know your own powers. Mm.
Yeah. Like, but now I've realized it. I've now taken 2021. I'm like, okay, cool. That's all I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on giving you some form of enjoyment.
Bang.
Yes.
So, all right, wrapping it up on that, yeah. Enjoyment wise, what can we expect from you in 2021?
Just music that's going to make you want to dance, right? That's it. That's the main thing I'm focusing on. I might talk about some deep topics. You might be dancing and you're hearing politics in there. But the main thing I want for anyone, for me right now, is enjoyment. I want you to put on my tunes and your grand's like, because that's one thing about my music is your grand could love it and your six-year-old could love it. Mm. My music is for everyone,
universal,
right? Mm. And there's going to be points where everyone's in the place and I just want you to dance without thinking about it. I just want you to enjoy yourself and have some level of, even if it's only for 5 minutes or you're jogging or, because right now music let me not go into it, actually. I just want people to dance. Yeah. I just want people to dance and I've got the skill to do that and I'm going to do everything I can to give the audience that.
Okay. Well,
what do you do? What do you guys do? What do you guys do?
The people M Savior, Mr. Daneo people. I'm going to try, depending on what the government lets me do, because training for people is a way out. So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I do, which is PT, coach boxing. And from what I get from my clients, that's what they want. That's what they need, especially in these times. So obviously with the restrictions, I can meet one person outside. So yeah, boxing, we're going to start our sessions up again soon. So yeah, I just do what I do, man.
Yeah, me just... as I was talking about before, the Racial Equity Network at work, looking to do big, big things with that in 2021. And yeah, it's giving back to the community via just mentoring and stuff like that, man.
Bang. Mm. All right. Well, yeah, I've been Jay, the realist.
Joey.
And
I am Ian. I am my mother's son. I'm also known as Daneo, but clearly in my household, that don't mean nothing.
That don't mean shit, cuz. Bang.
Still got to do the chores, man.